Introduction. Like so many successful people, my child just learns differently. It's how her brain is hardwired. There are a lot of children who struggle with reading. Some people estimate up to 10 to 20% of the population have dyslexia. This booklet lists some of the information I wish I'd had when I did not know how to teach a child whose brain is wired like Steve Jobs or Thomas Edison. This booklet is not a complete discussion about struggling readers. I am not knowledgeable enough on the subject to do that. This is written from the perspective of a parent who is working with a specialist to teach a child with dyslexia. It's been a couple years since I first released this booklet. I'm adding a few more things I've learned during that time. I won't be adding too much because then it could take too long to read. I want this to be a fast read so that normal, busy people can easily read it. They will get enough information to get a sense of what dyslexia is, what questions they need to ask professionals, and what path their child will need, and then they can go make dinner or, if they're lucky, get to bed a little earlier than normal. However, there are a few things that I think will make a big difference, so I am adding those. In this paperback edition, the links to the online resources are at the back of the book. Dyslexia is simply a wiring difference that can be seen in people of all levels of intelligence. It makes it hard for people to learn to read. By wiring, I mean a neurobiological difference, but that's a challenging word for me to try and define, so I think wiring gets the point across. Here is a list of symptoms from the Mayo Clinic. Here is a PDF checklist that is a useful list of dyslexia symptoms for children of different ages. I will discuss actual testing and screening tools in the next section, if only I had known. The following short list of symptoms from Medical News Today is included in the print version because of its brevity. Before school, delayed speech development and vocabulary learning. Difficulties forming words, such as making the sound in some words backward or mixing up words that sound similar. Problems retaining information, such as numbers, the alphabet, and colors. School age. Low reading level for the age group, difficulties processing information, issues with remembering sequences of objects or information, being unable to put an unfamiliar word into sounds, taking an abnormally long time with reading and writing tasks, avoidance of activities that involve reading, teenage years and adulthood, difficulties reading aloud, slow reading and writing that takes a lot of effort, spelling issues, avoidance of tasks that require reading, mispronunciation of words or problems recalling words for a particular object or topic, problems with understanding the meaning behind jokes and idioms, difficulties learning a foreign language, memorizing, or completing math problems, finding it hard to summarize a story. In addition to needing a different way to learn to read, some learners with dyslexia will also have trouble with writing and possibly learning math. They may have trouble with language-related skills, including speech. Some do not understand how to rhyme words. Some might have fine motor and other physical difficulties. I will give a bit of information on how we are addressing math towards the end of this book, but I won't discuss any of the other issues here. However, if you are wondering why your child seems to do various tasks differently than other kids, it could all be related to a different wiring of the brain. Henry Winkler, the Fonz, was known to be a motorcycle rider. However, due to his dyslexia, he could not ride a motorcycle. Dyslexia impacts different people in such different ways. In this article on dyslexia and genetics, they discuss how motor dexterity relates to dyslexia. Under federal law, dyslexia is categorized as a learning disability. This allows for accommodations in educational and possibly other environments. Accommodations include additional testing time, audio equipment, and more. However, many people don't like to call it a disability. They simply see it as another way to learn. There are many lists of famous people and even billionaires who learn this way. This is not about intelligence. This is about adapting how we teach each child. Or adult learner, if they didn't get the individualized teaching they needed as children. There is a YouTube interview with Steven Spielberg where he talks about growing up with undiagnosed dyslexia. As a parent, it is my responsibility to teach in a manner that is adapted to my child's learning needs. I do that with both of my kids. Neither of them learns the same as anyone else. We have always homeschooled. As a homeschooling mom, I found it easy to teach one child to read. My second child stymied me. Nothing I tried seemed to work. I knew that meant the problem was my lack of knowledge and experience in teaching to how she learns. The problem was, I didn't know how to overcome my lack of knowledge. I was overwhelmed, afraid, scared, uncertain, discouraged, and at times, almost hopeless. Ironically, though I can spend hours doing online research on what and how to teach my kids, it never occurred to me to research how to teach a child with dyslexia. I guess it was all just so overwhelming, I didn't think I could do it. I struggled to find a specialist who could help. There just aren't enough of them out there. One specialist I contacted recommended an online program called MindPlay Virtual Reading Coach. For homeschooling families, I found it cheapest here. For a year, I sat with my daughter as she did MindPlay. She gained skills that I had not known how to teach her. Because I had not heard the term Orton Gillingham, I did not understand how MindPlay works. I felt lost in how to help her outside the MindPlay program. I often wonder how much further she could have progressed during that time if only I understood the program and how I could help. Over time, my desperation grew again, so I went back to looking for a specialist. I was lucky and found a very skilled learning disabilities specialist. She knew exactly how to teach my daughter. As I watched this woman week after week, I learned how to teach her as well. I also learned about the Orton Gillingham philosophy for teaching reading. It is this philosophy that has made all the difference. I just read this article, Penn Argyle Sees Signs of Success in Elementary Reading Program Based on Research on Dyslexia, that talks about a program that is using an Orton Gillingham approach in their classrooms with all their kids starting in kindergarten. Although it's too early to know the long-term results of this, so far, the results seem promising. So even if your child hasn't been diagnosed with dyslexia, it may be that using an Orton Gillingham method could still be beneficial to them. Now that we've been working with a specialist for a while, I find there are a lot of books and online resources to provide information. One website that I find very helpful is Homeschooling with Dyslexia. Even if you don't homeschool, you will find a lot of helpful information there. Please note, I now am a Homeschooling with Dyslexia affiliate. I was linking to their site before I discovered this option because I do love their website so much. Another resource I have recently found is the MindPlay Comprehensive Reading Course for Educators. This 30-plus hour online course is meant as a professional development course for educators and other providers. As a mother, I wish I'd found this a long time ago. I was introduced to it by one of its creators, Dr. Nancy Mather, as she was editing my The Squiggle Code books that help parents teach phonological and phonemic awareness. Whether you are a parent, teacher, or other provider, I highly recommend this class. The cost for 1 year's access may be a lot for many families. However, when I consider how much private tutors cost us, it is nothing. They also have a 3-hour Understanding Dyslexia online course. I have not taken it, but considering the quality of the reading course, I am guessing it is also well done.